Main setting as we enter the time of scripture reading. Today's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, 9 to 13. It reads, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." This is the word of God. Church, please be seated. And now let us invite our Pastor Yuanning as well as Sister Roseanne for today's message on the praying heart.
This is Roseanne, right?
You're cheering for Pastor Yuanning, right?
我们一起来祷告.
Let us pray.
以马内利的神,
Emmanuel God,
感谢你的同在,
we thank you for your presence.
我们更感谢你赐下话语,
we thank you even more so for your word.
你的话语一打开就发出了亮光,
because your word shines.
成为我们脚前的灯, 路上的光,
it is a lamp upon our feet.
求你今天借着你的真理,
so through your truth,
引导我们, 教导我们,
it leads and guides us.
如此的祷告, 奉靠耶稣基督的名,
and in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
你还记得你曾经让你留下一个很深刻的祷告的那个，应该怎么说，深刻印象的一个祷告吗？ 有没有？
Do you remember any prayer that you made that made a really deep impression on you?
有吗？ 有吗？
Any? Do you have?
没有啊。 Oh, okay, okay,
no?
Okay. 我记得我最深刻，我讲了很多次。 我刚才想说， 哇， 我要想一个新的， 诶， 可是我还是想到这个， 还是比较好， 很深刻印象。 我就是在我动一个脚趾手术的时候，
I remember one that left a really deep impression on me was when I went for a toe operation.
然后因为那个伤口一直不能愈合，
and because the wound wouldn't heal.
然后医生说， 哇， 你再不愈合的话， 你就可能要 拨动掉， 拨动啊。
And the doctor said, if it still doesn't heal, we might need to remove the toe.
然后我就只要一个礼拜去清理，我就每天就在家里自己清理，然后自己剪那个死皮。
And so I was told to take care of the wound, to go back and make sure to get rid of the dead skin.
但是很痛啊。
But it hurt.
所以我那天的祷告是什么？ 父啊， 很痛啊。
And so my prayer was, Father, it hurts.
但祷告完之后， 痛不痛？
So after the prayer, does it still hurt?
还是痛？
It does.
但是呢， 那个心就不一样了。
But my heart is different.
是的。 所以也许你是在你截止祷告那天， 印象深刻的， 可能是截止祷告那天有没有？
So maybe what a prayer that made a really deep impression was the day you received Christ.
可能你含着眼泪， 然后你说，主啊， 我愿意信你。
Maybe you tearfully told God, Lord, I'm willing to believe in you.
也可能是在你最低谷的时候， 然后你连讲都不会讲， 你从心里面只是想， 主啊， 救我。
Or maybe it was a day where you were hurting greatly and you said, Lord, save me.
所以你知道， 那时的祷告是很简单的。
And so your prayer then was very simple.
很迫切。
But it was very urgent.
也很有力。
And it was very powerful.
但是不知道从何开始， 从几时开始， 我们的祷告好像就悄悄地变了质。
But without knowing when it started, our prayers seem to have slowly changed in quality.
祷告好像变成了义务。
Prayer has become a task that we need to complete.
你原本很积极主动的祷告变成很被动的祷告。
You used to be very proactively praying, but now you are passively praying.
我不晓得楼下那个为教会守望那个名字放上去是主动的还是被动的。
So the sorry, hold on. The list downstairs where we write our names to pray for the church, I don't know if it was proactive or passive.
那我们也会担心。
And so sometimes we also worry.
我的祷告够属灵吗？
Is my prayer spiritual enough?
那你听到别人祷告， 你觉得别人很有属灵的气场啊。
And when we hear others pray, we feel like, wow, they have such a spiritual air about them.
呀，我祷告不像我们的， 一起。
My prayers,
不像我们的，
like,
还有谁？
For example,
哦的奇，还有谁？
Like all the
舒淇还有什么？还有谁？很多人啦、啊、很多很多啦哈、啊、，Yeah.
Like many members of our church who are very, have very strong prayers.
我忘记他的名字了，突然，糟糕，我突然忘记馨儿。哎呀，对呀、啊，怎么忘记？哦，我会祷告哦，不比馨儿。你看他站在这边可以祷告，好棒。那我的祷告好像。好像小孩子讲话这样。
So you might think to ourselves, "Aiya, my prayer is not as powerful as singers. I sound like a child when I pray."
那有时候我们祷告完了哈，你觉得你的心空空的嘞。
And sometimes when we pray, we feel like, I feel empty inside.
好像没有感觉。
I don't feel anything.
你好像做了一篇作业交上去了。
It's as if I just completed an assignment.
有没有？二三五九交上去 ，send. OK， 什么都忘记了。
I just finished my assignment and I hand it in.
如果你有类似的挣扎，你不用担心啊。
So if you have faced similar struggles, don't worry.
主耶稣都知道。
Lord, our Lord Jesus knows.
他也怜悯我们。他也怜悯我们。
And he has mercy on us.
那今天呢，我不谈祷告的方式，我不是要来这里教大家怎么祷告啊。
And so today I'm not going to be teaching us how to pray.
而是跟着耶稣的教导，我们回到那祷告的初心。
But through Jesus' teaching to return to the core of prayer.
那什么样的心是耶稣眼中最真实的祷告？
So what heart of prayer is the truest form of prayer?
那耶稣教我们祷告，他一开始说什么？我们在天上的父。
So God teaches us how to pray. Jesus teaches us how to pray, and He says, "Our Father in heaven."
这不只是一个很礼貌的称呼，而是一个很深刻的身份的确认。
So this is not just a polite way of calling God, but it's a deep identity verification.
正如我们约翰福音一章十二节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
So just as John chapter 1 verse 12 says, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这段经文提醒我们什么？称神为父，是因着耶稣基督，我们被接纳为神的儿女。
So this verse reminds us that we call God our Father because through the salvation of Jesus Christ, we have been accepted as God's children.
因此我们的祷告是源于我们与神的关系。
And so prayer originates and stems from our relationship with God.
也表达了我们对他的信靠和需要。
It expresses our belief and our need for him.
我们不是对着一位与我们没有关系的神明在那边喃喃自语。
So we're not just mumbling before a distant deity.
而是向我们的阿爸天父倾心吐意。
But we are sharing our hearts with our Father.
你可以想象，可能不用想象了，你以前小时候可能也是这样，你一回到家，去幼稚园啊，小学啊，回到家，然后你一回到家就会跟你的 daddy 妈咪分享这一天的经历，会吗？
So if you recall your childhood when you were done with kindergarten or primary school, you would share your day with your parents.
你有没有在学校先准备好写好稿？有没有？不是写好稿，准备好要讲什么？有没有？
Will you prepare a script in school before returning home
to prepare for this conversation? 你就是很诚实的就说。
No, you would just speak very honestly.
因为这个就是一个关系的交流。
Because this is a conversation made out of a relationship.
阿爸天父渴望听我们说话。
So our Father longs to hear us speak.
因为他是我们的父。
Because he is our Father.
所以这个关系呢，不单单讲的是亲密，而是还有是敬畏。
So the basis of this relationship isn't just about intimacy, but the fear of the Lord.
敬畏不是说你害怕被惩罚哦。
So being God-fearing isn't about being afraid of punishment.
在我们的职场或你的学校，我们会面对一些诱惑。
So in our workplace or in school, we face temptations.
有些你知道这些行为是不讨神喜悦的。
Sometimes we know certain behaviors are not pleasing to God.
你会害怕神而拒绝吗？
Will you be do you reject these behaviors because you are afraid of being punished by God?
还是你知道上帝是圣洁的，你愿意活出分别为圣的生活呢？
Or do you reject these behaviors because you know God is holy and you want to live a life that is set apart?
若你是因为神是圣洁的，你愿意分别为圣，这就是敬畏。
If you know that God is holy and you are willing to live a life that is set apart, this is what it means to be God-fearing.
抱歉，我没有翻译。OK
了，可以。
好，没有敬畏，我们的信仰就会变得自我中心。
So without fear of the Lord, our faith will become centered around ourselves.
你是主角。
we have become the star.
神是配角。
God is the supporting role.
我们就会开始衡量这个、那个、这个不够好。
And we will start to measure things by our own will.
你却很少问我有没有敬拜神。
And you will not ask, is this pleasing to God?
然后没有敬畏，我们的祷告会变成索取的清单。
And without reverence of the Lord, our prayers will become a request list.
我们不认识神的主权。
We don't recognize God's authority.
我们把神当成阿拉丁神灯。
We take him as a genie's lamp.
神啊，我要这个，我要那个。
God, I want this, I want that.
那但是有了敬畏，我们才能真正认识神是谁。
But when we fear the Lord, we can truly come to know who he is.
敬畏是认识神的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge.
当我们的心里承认他是圣洁的，是公义的，是全知全能的父，我们才会发现他的恩典是何等的大。
And when we recognize that he is omniscient, all-powerful God,
我们才发现他的恩典是何等的大。
Then we realize how great his grace was.
他的怜悯何等的真实啊。
And his mercies are real.
愿我们的祷告是出于敬畏的心。
May our prayers be made out of a God-fearing heart.
知道我是谁，所以我祷告。
Knowing who we are, and so we pray.
因为你当你认识神，你就知道你是谁。
Because when we know who God is, we know who we are.
所以我们祷告。
And so we pray.
所以耶稣继续的教导我们说：“愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”
And Jesus continues to teach us, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
这不只是一句祷告的词哈，而是我们祷告姿态的一个转变。
So this isn't just a sentence in a prayer, but it's a call for a change in posture.
我们从自我为中心，我们转向神掌权。
We are turning from being self-centered to God's authority.
这也是一个属灵的邀请。
This is also a spiritual invitation.
我们邀请神来掌管我的生命。
We invite God to take control of our lives.
也是一个谦卑的承认。
And it is also a humble confession.
我不是主。
I am not Lord.
他才是。
God is.
所以真正的祷告呢，不是让神来完成我的梦想。
So true prayer isn't about wish fulfillment.
而是我愿意放下我自己。
But about being willing to lay ourselves down.
对神说，不要照我的意思，而是照你的旨意行。
To tell God, not my will be done, but yours.
就好比啊，你使用 GPS 啊。
It's like using a GPS.
大家都会用哦。
Everyone uses GPS.
都会哦，我还是不行哎。我的定点每次搞乱，定的跟去的每次搞到很乱。
So very often my positioning is very messy all over the place.
所以我知道我们必须先有正确的位置。
So it's very important to have accurate positioning.
所以我们祷告也要对准神的主权跟他的属性。
So when we pray, we also need to be certain of who God is.
然后我们才提出我们的要求。
Before we can make our requests.
我的OK。就像大卫在困境当中他面对扫罗的逼迫，他在现在困境当中。
So just like how when David was on the run from Saul,
他先说：“主啊，你是我的避难所。”
He started his prayer to God by saying, "God, you are my refuge."
然后再呼求拯救。
Before he asked for us to be saved.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers,
也许你正在等正在为某件事情祷告很久哈。
Maybe you have been praying for something for a while.
好像刚才那首诗歌所唱的，好像等不到任何的回应哦。
Just like maybe when we were singing the worship song earlier, but you feel like there is no response.
你可能感觉你很失望，你很困惑，你甚至你怀疑上帝，到底你有听到我的祷告吗
？You might be feeling very confused or puzzled, or even doubting if God has heard your prayer.
所以当你定位之后，
Once your position has been set,
当你有地点之后，
Once you have set a destination,
我们就照那个路线走，对不对？
We follow the path that the GPS has given.
你会马上就去到那个地点呢？
Will you reach the destination immediately?
不会，我们需要等待。
No, we need to wait.
需要跟顺服。
We need to obey.
所以记得，神的沉默不等于他缺席了。
And so we need to remember that God's silence doesn't equate to his absence.
他的时间远远比我们的更完美。
His timing is far greater than ours.
他的计划比我们的更有智慧。
And his plans are far wiser than ours.
所以每一次的祷告，我们不止我们可以求神来成就我们的，我们不只单单的求神来成就我们的愿望。
And so every time we pray, we don't just ask for God to fulfill our desires.
更是献上我们一颗顺服的心。
But more so to offer up our hearts, an obedient heart.
就像耶稣基督在克西马尼园的祷告一样。
Just like Jesus' prayer at Gethsemane.
不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Yet not my will, but yours be done.
愿神赐给我们一颗柔软顺服的心。
May God bless us with a soft and obedient heart.
让我们谦卑地来到他的面前。
That we will come, humbly come before him.
因为知道他是谁。
Because we know that he is God.
接下来呢，耶稣教导我们祷告说。
Next, Jesus teaches us to pray, and he says.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
那真正的搞不只是饮食哈，你看我们还有挑战，我们有赦免人的罪，我们还有试探。
So this isn't just about the food that we eat each day, but when we face challenges, temptations, trials.
所以真正的祷告是在神面前承认我软弱。
So real prayer is one where we come before God and we tell God that we are weak.
我什么都没有。
I don't have anything.
但我知道你有。
But I know that you have.
这样完全是用这种完全依靠的心来向神，来到神的面前。
A heart that is willing to rely completely on God.
可能大家会问哦，神是全知全能，我常常听到这样的问题。神是全知全能，他早就知道我们的需要，那为什么我还要祷告呢？
So you might be thinking to yourself, God is all knowing and He's almighty.And he knows from the beginning what we need. Why do I still need to pray?
有没有问过这样的问题？
Have you asked this question before?
有哈。然后马太福音六章八节就说得很清楚了。
所以 Matthew 6, chapter 6 verse 8, it says very clearly,
你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你的父早已知道。
For your father knows what you need before you ask him.
这节经文不是叫我们不用祷告。
So this verse isn't telling us that we don't need to pray.
而是指出祷告是为了也不是说祷告是为了通知神。
It's not telling us that, oh, prayer is just to inform God.
上帝您老人家怎么忘记了我？
Oh, God is such an old man, how can he forget me?
你而是为了你要表达我们对他的信任和依靠。
But prayer is, is for us to express our belief in him and also our trust in him.
就好像我们都知道爸爸妈妈会照顾我们，对不对？这里还没有做工作。
Just like we know that our parents will take care of our needs.
所以你还是会跟爸爸妈妈，爸爸，我需要这个，会不会
？But we will still ask them verbally for things.
我们还是会跟他说话，寻求他的帮助，对不对
？We will still chat with them and ask for their help.
这就是一个关系的表达。
So this is how we express our relationship with them.
听到这里，好像祷告就是一个关系的表达，哈。
So prayer is an expression of our relationship with God.
但是我们活在一个很自己靠自己的文化哈。
But we also live in a culture that really emphasizes self-reliance.
有没有人教你说要独立
？Have you heard the phrases "you need to be independent"?
我也告诉过我的孩子哈，你要独立，要坚强，要自己解决问题。
You need to be independent. You need to be strong. And you need to solve your own problems.
结果呢
？And in the end,
凡是靠自己，你会怎么样？
If you rely on your own self,
你会越撑越虚。
The longer you hold on, the weaker you get.
没力了。你会越当你就越靠自己，你的心就越疲惫。
And the more you depend on only yourself, the more tired your heart gets.
那诗篇五十五篇第二十二节说的真好。
So in Psalm 55, verse 22, it says very well.
你要把你的重担卸给耶和华，他必抚养你。
Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you.
他不叫义人动摇。
He will never let the righteous be shaken.
那马太福音十一章二十八节，二十八到三十节，更是耶稣直接的邀请我们。
And Matthew chapter 11 verses 28 to 30,
他说什么
？It's a direct invitation from Jesus.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
It says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
神邀请我们来依靠他。
God is inviting us to come and rely on Him.
所以弟兄姐妹， 我们依靠神不是软弱的表现哈。
So brothers and sisters, relying on God isn't an act of weakness.
而是我们信心最深的表达。
But it is the deepest expression of
最深的表达，信心最深的表达。
Of trust.
那有一位新手爸爸哈。
So there's a first-time father.
我不是讲他哈。他迎来第一个孩子的出生。
Who just welcomed his first child.
当然他很喜乐又很焦虑。
Of course, he's very overjoyed, but also anxious.
第一个宝宝嘛哈，那有一天哈，半夜三更半夜的时候，那个孩子不停的哭。
So once in the middle of the night, the baby started crying and would not stop.
他抱着孩子走来走去。
And so he carried the child and walked back and forth.
他也不知道怎么办。
And he didn't know what to do.
孩子又不会说。
And the child cannot speak.
又不停，哭不停。
And wouldn't stop crying.
那他的妻子已经精疲力尽了。
And his wife is already exhausted.
大家都不知道不知所措了哈。
And everyone was at a loss for what to do.
那一刻，他站在这个黑暗的客厅里面。
And that moment, he stood in the dark living room.
突然有一个声音提醒他。
And a voice in his heart reminded him.
祷告。
Pray.
于是他抱着孩子
，and so he carried the baby.
他小声地说了一句
，and he softly said,
主啊，我真的不知道孩子的需要。
Lord, I really don't know what my child needs.
但我知道
，but I know,
我需要你
，I need you.
所以没有属灵的术语哈
，and so there's no spiritual terms.
没有很美的祷告的词句。
There's no flowery prayer language.
只有一颗很疲惫、很真诚的心。
Just a very tired, sincere heart.
他说那一刻，他感受到前所未有的那个平安。
And he said that in that moment, he felt a peace like he had never felt before.
不是孩子马上不哭了。
It's not because the child stopped crying.
孩子还在哭。
The child is still crying.
但是他知道。
But because he knows,
有一位神就在他的身边。
In his heart, that there is a God beside him.
听着
God is listening to him.
弟兄姐妹
brothers and sisters,
我们不需要等到自己够属灵才来祷告。
We don't need to wait to become more spiritual to pray.
祷告本身就是一个信心的动作。
Because prayer itself is an act of faith.
你今天愿意开口说，主啊，我需要你。
Today, when you are willing to say, Lord, I need you.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
你记住。不要，你不需要有完美的祷告。
So remember the sentence, you don't need a perfect prayer.
才会被垂听。
Don't need a perfect prayer to be heard.
你只需要愿意依靠。
You just need to be willing to rely on him.
我想邀请你可以找一个时间。
So I'd like to invite you to find some time.
你可以安静下来写下三件让你现在很焦虑、很无能为力的一个事情。
To quietly write down three things that you are worried or anxious about right now.
然后你把它变成一句很简短的祷告。
And turn it into a really short prayer.
你可以说：“主啊，我需要你。”
You can say, Lord, I need you.
主啊，救我。
Lord, save me.
帮我。
Help me.
或者你也可以找两三位朋友。
I can look for two or three friends.
你可以一起 RPG,
and you can do RPG together.
一个很好的朋友，一个祷告的伙伴。
Can look for some prayer partners.
你用你最平常的说话的方式向神说出心里的话。
And just speak to God like how you normally speak the words of your heart.
你会发现哦。
You will find.
信心就在这样简单的依靠中慢慢的长了出来。
That faith grows from these simple acts of reliance.
所以主导文提醒我们
，So the Lord's prayer reminds us，
祷告
，prayer
是将我们的心归向神
，It's about turning our hearts to God。
祷告的心是一颗敬畏的心
，A prayer heart is one that reveres God。
让我们站在他的爱中，知道我们自己是谁
，When we stand in His love and know who we are。
祷告是一颗顺服的心
，A prayer heart is an obedient heart。
让我们谦卑的在他的面前
，That allows us to humbly stand before Him，
知道他是谁
，and know who He is。
祷告是一颗倚靠的心
，and a prayer heart is a heart that relies on Him。
让我们在他的恩典中
，That allows us to be in His grace。
知道他是我们随时的帮助。
And know that he is our, he is our everlasting help.
那真正的祷告
，and true prayer
是将我们的心转向神
，is to turn our hearts towards God.
从敬畏开始
，from fear, from God fearing.
以顺服持续
to continue with submission.
靠倚靠完成。
And is completed through reliance.
我邀请我们的敬拜团。
So we invite our worship team.
那弟兄姐妹，我们这个时刻，我们也可以安静心，我们低下头。
Brothers and sisters, we quieten our hearts and we can bow our heads.
闭上我们的眼睛。
And close our eyes.
当你闭上眼睛的时候
，When you close your eyes,
你心里想到的是什么？
What are you thinking of?
你现在正在面对任何挑战吗？
Are you facing any challenges?
问题吗？
Are you facing any problems?
难处吗？
Are there any difficult things you're going through?
你有很多很多的需要。
You might have a lot of needs.
或许你都不晓得怎么跟神祷告。
Maybe you don't even know how to start praying to him.
在你看来，你的问题好大好大。
It seems like your problems are huge.
你把神变得好小好小。
And God has become really, really small.
让我们求主来恢复我们祷告的初心。
Let us pray for God to restore our, restore the true nature of prayer.
把我们的眼目从我们的苦难中、我们的问题中转向神。
And to turn our eyes from our problems towards God.
带着敬畏的心
to take to have a God-fearing heart.
说父啊
to say, Father,
我需要你
I need you.